On this day, July 26, 1974, an American constitutional provision holding presidents and public officers accountable for their actions is invoked. One more reason to be proud of the American tradition of a government of laws and not of men. I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. On this day, July 26, 1974, the House of Representatives votes to recommend the first article of impeachment against President Nixon for obstruction of justice. Now, in this lesson, I'm not going to go into the details of what happened to President Nixon and what he did. That's not the purpose of this. My purpose is to show the principle that we are a government of laws and not of men. This is something we should celebrate. Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution says as follows. The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, the constitutional provision of impeachment for public officers was copied from an English practice. The House of Commons used that power against king's ministers, and by the 1700s, a law was enacted which said that there could be no royal pardon in the case of impeachment. Now, this assured that the king's ministers were accountable for their actions. However, there's one problem. That didn't apply to the king. Now, James Iredell gives the background of this provision when he was speaking to the North Carolina Ratifying Convention on July 28, 1788. Take a listen to what he said. In that country, he's referring to England, the executive authority is vested in a magistrate who holds it by birthright. He has great powers and prerogatives, and it is a constitutional maxim that he can do no wrong. We have experienced that he can do wrong. Yet, no man can say so in his own country. There are no courts to try him for any high crimes, nor is there any constitutional method of depriving him of his throne. If he loses it, it must be by a general resistance of his people. Under our Constitution, we are much happier. No man has any authority to injure another with impunity. No man is better than his fellow citizens, nor can pretend to any superiority over the meanest man in the country. If the president does a single act by which the people are prejudiced, he is punishable himself. If he commits any misdemeanor in office, he is impeachable, removable from office, and incapacitated to hold any office of honor, trust, or profit. If he commits any crime, he is punishable by the laws of his country, and in capital cases, may be deprived of his life. That's the quote. History is full of examples of unjust rulers, but the only recourse for the people was violent overthrow and assassination. Just read history. But, thankfully, the American experiment provided for peaceful means to hold their leaders responsible and accountable. Impeachment powers are given to the House of Representatives. It assures that the president and other officers are responsible to the House of Representatives, that is, to the people. Instead of violent overthrow, the people, through their reps, can hold their president accountable for his or her actions. Now, the Senate, which in the original Constitution represented state governments, tries impeachment, and the Chief Justice presides. Two-thirds vote is required to convict. Now, the reason two-thirds was required was to protect the one on trial from a mere party-motivated indictment. Just to give you a for instance, in the case of Andrew Johnson, he was impeached on solely party lines, it looks like, and though most voted to convict, they were still one vote shy, so the provision worked in that case. Now, if convicted, the president is removed from office and is forbidden from holding future office in the national government. But that's not all. The convicted person is afterward liable to normal trial and punishment, a punishment that suits the crime he or she committed. Remember, America is a government of laws and not of men. The American tradition teaches that nobody is above the law. And that is something to be proud of. We have every right to be proud of our system of government, which set an example for the world. Our leaders are accountable to the people, and our transfers of power are peaceful. Thank God.